AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The latest jobs report is better than what most economists were expecting. President Biden says the more than 940,000 jobs added last month is substantial.
Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit.
The report also shows the nation's employment picture from just before the Delta variant surge, leading Biden to caution.
My message today is not one of celebration. It's one to remind us we got a lot of hard work left to be done, both to beat the Delta variant and to continue our advance of economic recovery. We all know what it starts with. As I said again and again, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we have to get more people vaccinated.
The surge in coronavirus cases has led some states to bring back mask and social distancing mandates, especially for schools where many of the children are too young to be vaccinated. At one school in an Atlanta suburb where face coverings are optional, more than 60% of students were wearing them inside the classroom. California, Louisiana, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington State will require masks for all students and teachers, regardless of vaccination status. Others, including Florida, impose state laws against the face masks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're open. You know, we want people to be free to choose to work and to run their businesses and have their kids in school.
Florida is also one of the states reporting huge increases in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Among the other states banning masks in public schools, Arizona, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. In Marion, Arkansas, more than 800 students and staff members have been quarantined because of exposure since classes began last week in the school district of 4,000 students. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 140 points. This is AP News. A protracted heat wave has made wildfires more likely in Greece and Turkey. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes in both countries. At least one person is dead in fires north of Athens, Greece. Charles Deledesma has this on a voluntary effort in Turkey.
Desperate to help, a well-known Turkish actor drove 450 miles to the coast to lend a helping hand in combating the blazes, while friends joined the effort in coastal Mula province, where the tourist destinations of Bodrum and Marmaris are located. Fires continued to burn in three areas, strong winds driving one of the fires toward the compound of a coal-fired nuclear plant. Several excavators there worked quickly to clear strips of land to form fire breaks in a bid to stop flames from reaching the plant. Authorities have evacuated six neighborhoods, 36,000 people, in Mula province alone. I'm Charles Deledesma.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.